You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Chris Hipkins.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you this morning?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's a very big day in politics. It's Budget Day. We're going to have a big chat about this, but I think before we get stuck into that, I do want to acknowledge it's been a very terrible week for Aotearoa, and particularly those in Wellington and the Newtown community with the tragic fire at Loafers Lodge. I also want to acknowledge your own personal connection to that as well. It's been a very hard week. How's the sentiment on the ground down there at the moment?
Wellington's a really tight-knit community, particularly that part of Wellington where we've got a lot of flats, a lot of boarding houses, a lot of people who interact pretty closely on a day-to-day basis. So they'll be really feeling this at the moment. You know, like I said, Wellington is a small place. Everyone knows someone who knows someone. And so a tragic event like this will really be hitting home to people. So the police were able to get access to the building yesterday, so they'll begin the really difficult and challenging and awful process, really, of removing and identifying the bodies of the people who lost their lives there.
Obviously, there are those processes that have to go through before we start looking at things like a review, but you have indicated that you would quite like to see that happen. Would that look at legislation around housing safety as well as this particular incident?
I think as a matter of course, when an event like this happens, government does need to sort of take pause and say, okay, what's happened here? Are there weaknesses in the system? Should we be doing more in the space? What are the things that we should be looking at? And we will absolutely do that. But there'll also be, you know, independent processes that kick in as well. So there's the police investigation, there'll be a coroner's investigation, and those things may also throw up issues for us to look at.
Well, since we last spoke to you, you've been over to the King's coronation. It's been a really busy time. We've also seen Mika Whaitiri leave Labour, which was unexpected for you. And you'd said at the time she hadn't spoken to you about it. Has she spoken to you since?
Not so far. I suspect I'm not going to get that phone call. But, you know, that's ultimately up to her. I'm disappointed. I'm really, proud to work with a team of incredibly dedicated and talented Māori members of Parliament who I think deliver exceptionally well for their communities. And so, you know, Mika hadn't raised any concerns with me. As a result, it was a bit of a surprise. But ultimately, that's her decision. And, I respect that she's made her decision. We'll compete at the next election, of course, in the Ikaroa Rāwhiti electorate. It's one Labour's held for a long time. So we'll go through a process of selecting a new candidate. And then, voters in the Ikaroa Rāwhiti electorate will make their determination on that.
Broadly speaking, are you concerned about how Labour is going to perform in the Māori electorates in this upcoming election? There's been quite a lot of conversation about this in political discourse.
I expect it's going to be a hotly contested contest in the Māori electorates at the coming election, as it always is. It's been that way for, you know, a good 20 years now since the Māori Party was formed. Previously, before that, New Zealand First were very competitive in the Māori electorates. So we'll compete strongly.
Let's talk about the budget. It is a big day. 2 p.m. today is when we're going to be hearing about it. You've indicated that you want to do a small number of things well. It's, bringing it back to basics, the bread and butter, all of those sort of buzzwords we're hearing thrown around. But you have also indicated that your priorities are skills, science and infrastructure. Now, for the arts sector, that's always a little bit of an alarming list. Where are they going to fit into this? Are they going to get a look in this budget?
There will be. Sorry, just had a bit of a sneeze there, a morning sneeze. There will be cost pressures in the arts community that will be addressed in this year's budget. I don't want to get into the detail of that, obviously, because, you know, can't give the game away at this point. But we recognise that, you know, there are cost pressures in the arts space.
When we're looking at things like climate change, and that's obviously a major discussion point ongoing, but particularly given all the disasters we've seen in the last couple of months and the forecast terrible weather that we've got later this week as well, arts is actually a major part of this recovery and mitigation conversation in the long term. Is this something that the government is looking at and actively including in the thought around how we deal with this in a long-term sense?
Well, our creative sector certainly is a big part of New Zealand's future. So, for example, you know, the screen sector has been a big part of New Zealand's economy in recent years, and that definitely involves, you know, some of our most creative and artistic people. And so you'll see in the budget that the government has been focusing on what are the jobs of the future, what are the areas for economic growth for us in the future, and how best can government support those.
There's been a bit of concern this week that we might get stuck in the present moment and dealing with the acute situations we've got unfolding and that we've seen in the last few months, and we might not see too much long-term mitigation-type support, particularly when it comes to the climate conversation. Are you confident that this budget is going to maybe allay some of those concerns?
Well, there's two prongs to the overall budget theme, if you like. One is supporting New Zealanders through difficult circumstances at the moment, but the other, of course, is looking for the better future, making sure that we're building better, that we're building a better future for tomorrow. And so those are the sort of the two themes that you'll see coming through all of the budget decisions that we've taken.
Now, here in Tamaki Makaurau, public transport is pretty central in the conversation at the moment. Is public transport going to be something that you feel is sufficiently focused on in this budget?
You will see a focus on public transport in the budget, absolutely.
And health, that's also been another thing, obviously. We've seen a lot of conversation about losing a lot of our healthcare workers overseas to competitive wages. Do you feel like this afternoon might answer some questions for people?
Well, the issue around wages and bargaining is always a challenging one, because through the government budget, we typically allow funding for health and education wage pressure, but we're not generally that transparent about what that is, because, of course, you know, that's subject to collective bargaining, and we've got to make sure that we bargain in good faith through those processes. So we tend to have, you know, funding for health and education bargaining tends to be contained within the broader government's budget contingencies, and then that allows us to bargain using the usual processes.
With the last couple of budgets we've seen, wellbeing has been obviously actually a conversation, the name of some of the budgets, wellbeing budget. Is that something that you feel is still going to be addressed in this current budget that we'll see this afternoon?
Well, it is another wellbeing budget, which means all of the, you know, the budget measures have been through that wellbeing lens, and you'll see an analysis of the wellbeing aspects of this year's budget in the budget documentation that's released this afternoon.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. We really appreciate you speaking to us on Budget Day. We'll all be tuning in at 2 p.m. And we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Good as gold. Good to talk to you.
Kia ora. Thanks so much.
That was What's Up, our weekly catch-up with Prime Minister Chris Hipkins.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.